Chapter 69, Key Takeaways. If you have persisted in working your way through this case study, I'm hoping that you have a clearer picture in your mind about how strong product organizations work in practice. Here are what I consider the 10 most important points I hope you take away from this snapshot of a real company in the midst of dealing with the challenges and stresses of rapid growth. 1. The critical role that the product leaders need to play, from the topology to the product strategy, to the team objectives, to actively managing the issues and obstacles that came up during the quarter. 2. The importance of a true product strategy based on focus and insights. The product strategy is what tells us which problems we need each product team to solve. These leaders crafted a strategy around a few high-impact insights and then asked most of the organization to tackle these problems. The results will only be as good as the strategy. 3. The importance of active management of team objectives, both by the product teams themselves, but also from the product leaders. If the teams do not stay on top of their objectives, life intervenes, and pretty soon much of the quarter is gone and not enough has been done. 4. The value of empowering teams and teams of missionaries. The real innovations that occurred were all as a direct result of having empowered teams excited to work on a hard problem that can make a real difference for the customers and for the company. 5. The limitations of what you can know and what you can't know. These leaders knew that there was no way to anticipate which ideas would really bear fruit and which would not. They planned for that reality. 6. The risk management element of placing a series of bets, knowing that only some will pay off. These leaders were placing bets based on how strong the data insights were, how much confidence they had in the specific people and teams, and how confident the teams were in their ability to make an impact. 7. The impact that the team topology has on converting the insights into action. A different topology would have resulted in different assignments and likely very different results. Maybe better, maybe worse, but definitely different. This topology has some clear virtues, but also some real limitations. 8. The necessary give and take between the leaders and the product teams, partly top-down, partly bottom-up. The leaders did not abdicate their responsibility by inviting the teams to volunteer for areas they felt strongly about, but their willingness to try to accommodate went a long way towards motivating the teams. 9. The importance of sharing the broader strategic context with all of the product teams. For product teams to make good decisions, they need to have the big picture. And they need to understand the product vision and product strategy, and especially the insights behind the product strategy. 10. Uncertainty is messy, and there are never guarantees. But smart leaders usually find a way to make it work because they trust their teams, accept the uncertainty, and manage the risks appropriately. Realize that every company is in a unique situation, with different market position, different talent on the teams, different enabling technologies, and different company cultures. Just because something may have worked well for this job marketplace company does not mean it will work for you. But hopefully this example gives you a good sense for the types of considerations you will want to keep in mind and the type of leadership you will need to provide.